Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of salawat, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, An Fadalat ibn Ubaidin radiyallahu anhu qal, Sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan yad'u fi salatihi lam yumajjid Allah ta'ala wa lam yusalli ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجل هذا ثم دعاه فقال له أو قال لغيره إذا صلى أحدكم فليبدأ بتحميد ربه سبحانه والثناء عليه ثم يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم يدعو بعد بما شاء رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا الفضالة ابن عبيد radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a man making dua, heard a man supplicating in his salah without glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, this person just started asking Allah ta'ala what he wanted. He didn't start the dua by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just immediately started asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what he wanted to ask. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person is hasty. He then called for him and said to him, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to someone else, that when any one of you performs salah, he should commence with praising his sustainer and glorifying him. He should then send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he may thereafter supplicate for whatever he desires. So now here we have shown the method of making dua. We know that in nafil salah a person can make dua. In Arabic it is nafil salah. In the fara'id, person just reads what is masnoon to read in the faraz salat. However, here the point that is being made, this hadith has been brought to show us that when a person is making dua, then he should start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter he should send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third in line, he should make dua for whatever he wants thereafter. So one point that comes in mind here, one point that comes, is that we may think that we don't know any praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The praises of Allah ta'ala are very simple. A person doesn't know, he reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, like he's reading Surah Fatiha. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, and he stops there. Now already he has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many ways. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But he's already praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many words of praise that we know, but we don't think it to be words of praise. So this is how a person starts off his dua, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, words of praise. And those that know more words of praise and have learned more words, that they can read more. But the person is starting off his dua with words of praise. This is the etiquette of making dua. And the second now is, second in line is durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thereafter, a person makes whatever dua he wants. Ulama go on to say that even when completing our dua, we should again at the end send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they give an example of a book. A book has two covers, the front cover and the back cover. And they explain where the front cover now has got the durood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the back cover has got the durood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very likely Allah ta'ala will accept this dua, because this dua now is covered with the salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, this hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, that du'as remain suspended between the heavens and the earth. They do not proceed towards the heavens as long as salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have not been recited. So therefore, whenever we are making dua, include durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's something very easy, but a very easy recipe for our duas to get answered. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Jumu'ah. We should try and come early for the Jumu'ah salat, make it a point of reading excessive durood sharif on this day. We explained that the reward of durood sharif is increased and multiplied on the day of Jumu'ah. So we should try and read much, much. In fact, this is the competition of the pious, not how much money they can make, but who can read more durood sharif on the day of Friday. And we did one hadith that person that reads 1,000 durood sharif on a Friday, then he will not pass away until he sees his abode in Jannah. So what a great thing it is. Easy, take out some time, 1,000 Durood Sharif on a Friday. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that the person won't pass away until he sees his abode in Jannah. So there, the other thing that we should do is make it the point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage our family also to recite Suratul Kahf. It is a great means of safety from the various fitan that are coming, and various fitan that are already here. And what we should try also to do is to take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil